The introduction was made through the limo driver.
And what happened?
We had a few drinks. I had made some comments about wanting Coke, so we got in the limo and left, and we started drinking. I started snorting. He started smoking. I actually put my hand on his knee and started to rub up his thigh, and I performed oral sex on Barack Obama. The following day, I actually get a knock on my hotel room door in Gurnee, Illinois, only to find Barack Obama standing in front of it. He had actually come back for seconds. I performed oral sex on him in the hotel room at the Comfort Inn and Suites in Gurnee, Illinois.
Were there drugs involved in the second night as well?
There was.
Who produced those?
He actually brought those with him.
Now, Obama at that time was a state senator.
I actually had no idea who he was.
And then when did you find out that it was Barack Obama?
Watching the 2004 DNC convention.
Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. Thank you.
And it hit me, and at the time, I was just kind of floored.
Now, you have this press conference. After the press conference, you are arrested.
By the D.C. Police Department upon the orders of Beau Biden, Attorney General for Delaware.
So this is Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden.
It is. Apparently, he had a grand jury indictment from 2 weeks after I went public on Obama accusing me of theft that never took place.
Shortly before you made these public allegations about Obama, you were contacted, you say, by a man named Donald Young.
Donald Young was the choir director in Jeremiah Wright's church in Chicago.
This is the church Obama attended.
Exactly.
And what did Donald Young tell you?
That he too had intimate relations with Barack Obama and had for years, and that I needed to protect myself, that they were going to come after me.
What happened to him?
He was shot point blank in his apartment in Chicago.
The murder was never solved?
No, it wasn't.